President Trump says he wants to let the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, fail. He's repeated the threat over and over in news conferences and on Twitter. And yesterday on Face the Nation, Anthony Scaramucci, the White House communications director, echoed the president's position.
He would like to repeal and replace Obamacare. If you're going to stop him from doing that, the next best thing would be to repeal Obamacare. If you're not going to repeal and replace Obamacare, then the third best thing is let it implode.
The idea that it's already imploding is something the administration has been saying, but NPR's Allison Kojak reports that Obamacare isn't collapsing on its own. The president and his team are actively undermining the Affordable Care Act markets.
If you look at Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price's Twitter feed, you might get the impression he's cheering on the collapse of the Affordable Care Act. There are videos in his feed like this one.
And some of the issues that we've had with Obamacare is constantly changing plans,
which are made by his department, featuring people complaining about the health law. And there are graphics emphasizing problems in the insurance markets while downplaying the places where they're working well. Beyond Twitter, Price has held multiple so-called listening sessions with people from across the country. In a recent one at the White House, he told them that the law is the source of all problems in the health insurance markets.
And this challenge is an inherent challenge that exists because of the flaws within Obamacare, within the ACA.
Andy Slavitt is the former head of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which also runs the Obamacare exchanges.
This appears to be the use of taxpayer resources to undermine a law that's been passed by Congress.
Slavitt says the president and his team have created instability in the markets by refusing to say whether they'll continue to make payments that allow insurance companies to offer discounts on deductibles and copayments.
The role of the administration is not to decide which laws they like and which laws they don't like, and only enforce the laws that they like.
For example, the administration says it won't enforce the part of the law that requires people to buy insurance. Insurers say these actions have led them to boost premiums, which in turn has more people refusing to buy coverage. The administration could choose to make the Affordable Care Act markets work better, says Tom Policelli. He's CEO of Minuteman Health, which sells Obamacare plans in New Hampshire and Massachusetts.
There are some practical steps that could be taken right now in Washington that could lower premiums for 2018 today. And when I say lower premiums, I mean 20 to 35% lower.
Policelli knows how the administration's publicity machine works. Last month when his company announced it was converting from a nonprofit to a for-profit insurance company, HHS sent out a press release claiming that yet another insurer had, quote, collapsed. He doesn't want to get into a Washington spat.
I'd like to be purple politically.
But he's eager to describe technical fixes to the ACA he'd like to see. Changes to the risk adjustment program or special enrollment periods. Bottom line, he says, the Trump administration could patch up the Affordable Care Act, and if Congress wanted to get involved, they could make it work a lot better. But so far?
Honestly, I find all of Washington kind of confusing. I think that there's both productive and unproductive steps happening on a constant basis on, you know, all over on both sides of the aisle. It depends on what hour of the day, which if you step back, it's not a very good way to run in 1/6 of the U.S. economy.
Policelli takes comfort in a quote by Winston Churchill that says essentially, Americans will do the right thing in the end after they've tried everything else.
We've pretty much explored all the alternatives, and now it's time to fix things, get to work.
Allison Kojak, NPR News, Washington.